additional minute.
Thank you.
Anisht amid jig bogha rileish an feinne, he hapte peir starte.
Gormaigat, Iliascan Corlia. And the number one issue facing workers and families is the housing crisis. It permeates every facet of Irish life. Young people left without hope, children growing up in emergency accommodation, businesses who can't get workers, schools who can't get teachers, guards, nurses, members of our defence forces leaving their profession because they can't find somewhere to live. And this should have been a budget to resolve the housing crisis. But today, Minister McGrath and Minister Donoghue have failed in that regard. Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have caused the housing crisis. And today's budget is further confirmation that they are not the ones to fix it. We needed a budget for renters. Instead, we got a budget for landlords. A Sinn Féin government would have introduced a budget that would have got to grips with the housing crisis and built the homes that our people so desperately need. Access to healthcare, Iascan Corlia, is one of the most fundamental needs of any citizen. Knowing that your child will be able to receive critical surgeries or mental health services when and if they need it. Having confidence that a loved one will be treated with dignity. But that's not the Ireland that we live in today. Instead, we have an Ireland where young and old are waiting hours upon hours to be admitted to our hospitals in emergency departments. An Ireland where many of them are consigned to trolleys on the hospital corridor. An Ireland where our children are forced to wait years for critical spinal surgery with devastating consequences. An Ireland where a child was forced to wait for 5 years, in which time her spine contorted by more than 90 degrees, leaving her in pain and sometimes unable to breathe. And Iascan Corlia, any modern society will be judged on its ability to deliver on these very most basic needs. And has there ever been a point in the history of the state when a minister celebrates billions of additional euros in the state's coffers when so many children are condemned to homelessness or forced to wait for years for critical surgery? And the question I ask, is that the society we want to build? Because today's budget offers no more hope to these children than they had yesterday. It has failed them again. A budget is about setting out a path for the future. It's about setting a vision of our values, a vision and values that are about compassion, that are about dignity and respect. And this government and this budget needs to be judged on that basis. And on that basis, it has clearly failed. Bhearcar Ken Ashnish Avion Ahoru A at Angir Kim Tihiakte. Akanu Hipper and Ye Are Magragas Donahue. Kurbe Fianna Fáil agus Fine Gael Bakushnish and Gir Kim Tihiakte Gis Tesak and Yelig Na Yetin Awalabalta and Yer Kim Shaharacha. Timajinagoni and Yerin the New. And they will offer a skin sharp quit beyond the Ashik Fanart. So it's like Kiru Wear Jig in our hospital, a Giri Fanart for a Shah and Yapa, agus Yetik Fanart in our Ranla Egandala. The housing crisis is the government's greatest failure. And ending the housing crisis is Sinn Féin's number one priority. Delivering the biggest public housing programme in the history of the state is Sinn Féin's number one priority. And it needed to be the number one priority of this budget. But under this government, entire generations have been locked out of home ownership. More than two-thirds of our young people are forced to live with their parents. And more of them are reaching the conclusion that their future is not here but elsewhere. Home ownership is falling under this government. House prices are rising, rents are spiralling out of control, and the level of homelessness has broken all new records month after month. And what an indictment on this government, which has billions of euros at its disposal, that nearly 4,000 children woke up this morning in emergency accommodation. And can any one of us here really imagine what that is like? A child not being able to invite a playmate over to their home because their home is a hotel room or a B&B. What it's like for a parent wondering what they have done wrong that they are raising their children in these conditions. But they have done nothing wrong. It is the government who have wronged them, and shame on you for not changing course and setting a path to make things right in this budget. Because the reality is, you have normalised child homelessness, and that should never be accepted in this state. Is this the society we want to be? It is not. Ministers, you have been in government, as Minister Donoghue said, for just over 3 years now. But let's look at your record in relation to housing. Since taking office, the average rents have increased by 33%. What does that mean? It means the average renter is paying 5,000 more in rent every single year since you took office just over 3 years ago. Those who want to buy a house have seen the house prices increase since you took office 3 years ago by €60,000. God forbid you live in Wicklow, because it went up by €90,000 there, or €70,000 in Kildare. That's the record of your government. And the Minister for Housing has said that the government has turned a corner on the issue of housing. Well, what planet is he living on? Because he's certainly not living on this one. Is he in Gearkim Tiachta and Chippis Motic in Realtas? August Hori Sinn Féin, two Setchet on Gearkim Tiachta.
And there we leave Piers Doherty replying for Sinn Féin to the budget speeches this afternoon at Leinster House. You can continue to listen to the opposition response to the budget on the RTÉ News.